Part 3. Rebel. The deserts of Ramamul glowed a hot, baking orange under the light of its primary star. Juno broke into a sweat every time she looked at it. She had been down to the surface just once, so Starkiller could purchase a pair of new shoulder servos for Proxy, and she had ventured from the ship no longer than she had needed to. The impoverished mining world stank of famine and warfare. Luckily, its neighboring world and rival, Osirian, was distant enough for the eternal conflict between the system's two civilizations to be at an ebb. Otherwise, she would have insisted they find somewhere else to lie low while word came from their co-conspirators. Bail Organa had notified them 5 days ago of a series of meetings being conducted at his Cantham House residence in Coruscant. Among him, Garm Bel-Iblis and Mon Mothma. Apparently they had gone well, and the beginning of a rebellion was slowly gathering momentum. Their mission was to wait for word to come from Bail Organa, confirming that everyone involved could meet at last at a location that was for the moment kept determinedly vague. The Rogue Shadow had hopped systems 3 times at her instigation the previous week, staying 1 step ahead of an imagined but all too possible pursuit. The delay was harder than anything she'd ever imagined. That, and staying cooped up in the ship with Starkiller day after day, barely speaking, barely being in the same room together longer than a few seconds at a time. She stayed in the cockpit and the maintenance areas of the ship. He kept to the meditation chamber, where he slept and worked on fixing Proxy. Coda oscillated between them like a weight on a tightly wound spring, even more surly and introverted than usual after Rax's prime. Although why that was, he refused to say. Everything was on hold. The rebellion, Starkiller's plans, her life. "Couldn't we just go to Corellia and wait for word to come from there?" she asked Coda on the 7th day. "I mean, that's where the meeting's going to be held. It doesn't take an idiot to work that out, if Bel-Iblis is going to be involved."
"All the more reason for us not to be there, then," the ex-Jedi told her. "If we're spotted in the area, it'll spook everyone."
"They'd never notice us," she argued. "We have the cloak, and..." She stopped at the sound of metal footsteps on the deck behind her. She spun around and raised her hands, automatically on guard, after the last time she'd been confronted by the droid in the cockpit.
"I'm sorry to startle you, Captain Eclipse."
Proxy bowed, humble.
"Please allow me to offer an unconditional apology for my actions on Raxus Prime. Your name does not appear on my target list, and would never have done so, had not the Corps corrupted my primary programming. I am glad that I was able to merely render you unconscious, so you would not follow me or sound the alarm."
The droid bowed again.
"You have every right to have me spaced or junked, and I will not object should you choose either course. I have argued with my master on this point many times, but I am determined."
Over the droid's shoulder, she saw Starkiller looking furious and worried at the same time, as though afraid that she might actually take Proxy up on his offer. "No, Proxy," she said. "That won't be necessary. Let's just forget it ever happened. It's good to see you up and about again. As good as new, by the looks of it."